Well, we arrived up there like a lot of other young fellows, or by steerage possibly on the and into Seward, then maybe we caught a freight train into Anchorage and Fairbanks. Work was very hard to come by. Leonard Stampy, a well-known Alaskan, a cousin of mine, was traveling with me, or we were together. We finally got a job on a new schoolhouse they built after the one had burned down Fairbanks. I was doing concrete finishing and plastering work there. Later on, I worked for Standard Oil. From there, I went to the FE company, learning the drilling and panning business.
Would you mind mentioning what your hourly pay was when you worked as a plaster and a concrete finisher?
I think we got $1 an hour on the school, and we worked 7 days a week, 10 hours a day. They were behind with the building, and I don't believe we finished until after Christmas or New Year's, and they were holding school in all the churches and empty buildings around town until we finished the school.
Yeah, I was a senior that year.
Yeah. Well, the school kind of gave us a start. It gave us a few bucks to live on.